Great to have you with me. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Thanks to Werribee Kia, top dollar paid for all trade-ins at Werribee Kia. They're still open for business today, so drop down and see Janana and the team at Werribee Kia. Mark in South Melbourne's been holding a while. Mick Stinier also to join me, Melbourne AFLW coach. Firstly, welcome to you, Mark. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I've got a few questions that I'd like to discuss with you regarding St Kilda.
Yeah.
Our new coach came out at, when he took over, is one thing I'm going to do is improve the skill level. Secondly, our forward structure was non-existent the second half. And I wonder, when you kick 5 points after half-time, nothing was done to structurally change your side whatsoever. And I think the loss of Gresham really hurt them. What are your thoughts? Because I think that was really bad the second half.
Well, North Melbourne lost three players, so you could say that they were worse off injury-wise than St Kilda. I would suggest that the way I saw it, and I called the game, that the Saints should have won that game based on class, based on player-by-player head-to-heads that they had. But I think that they probably thought, and I think Brett Ratton probably thought, their class and their skill level and the amount of senior players that they had that could have got them over the line, would have got them over the line. Now, their skill level was pretty good when North put not a lot of pressure on them in the first half, but suddenly North ramped up their tackling, ramped up their pressure on the ball carrier, and didn't give the ball back to St Kilda. So if they did turn the ball over, North, after playing some possession footy, they turned it over with a more set defence, ready for it, as opposed to, you know, kicking to a 50-50, getting a turnover, and then all of a sudden leaving your defence vulnerable. So they changed their game style right up until the last little bit, and they started with Max King on the bench, Mark, for that last quarter. So even Brett Ratton was saying the forward line structure wasn't working. I think he's gone. So absolutely, it was a situation. Thanks for your call, Mark, by the way, but I think they've got enough talent, St Kilda, to actually perform a lot better than that. They would have been disappointed with how much they were outplayed in that last half. Just in as well, talking about sports that are shutting for business, sports that are closing down. Racing Victoria has confirmed that racing and training will continue in Victoria until otherwise advertised. So they will continue. Interstate travelling of horses is now not an option. We heard that with harness racing earlier on, because there is going to be a number of states announcing that they're not going to allow that to happen. So South Australia, you can't bring your horses into South Australia as a trainer. You can't drive into South Australia and bring your horses there for a harness racing meeting, for example. The other states are doing the same, but Racing Victoria at least confirming that racing and training will continue in Victoria until we get an announcement otherwise. But things are changing so rapidly in this world right now. We heard earlier on the AOC had announced that Olympic athletes should start preparing in Australia for the Olympic Games to be postponed till 2021. Mick Stinier, Melbourne AFLW coach, got the goalposts moved on him and his team in the last 48 hours. So welcome to you, Mick. Thanks a lot for your time.
No, thanks for having us, Dwayne.
What did you make of the AFL's decision to call off the AFLW season, and would you have awarded a premiership to Fremantle?
Yeah, I think this time last week when we were hearing of the competition being altered or wound up, we probably weren't quite ready for it. It was a bit of a shock, I suppose, that now a week later and having experienced another game without crowds and we travelled to Sydney on the weekend and the hotel was quiet. The area around Homebush was pretty much deserted. It just didn't feel quite right. So certainly my feeling this week is the right decision's been made and there's bigger things going on than footy at the moment. So, and then to not announce a premier, I think that's a very smart decision. That women's footy's in its infancy still and the competition's very unpredictable. So I think any team can win on any day. So definitely think that was the right decision, and there's a number of teams that that were still in contention to win. So I think that'll just add another layer when the competition returns next year.
And obviously the AFL has made a commitment to continue in some form next year. It might not be as we know it now, same as the AFL season next year might not be as we know it now. But I think there is a definite commitment from the AFL to keep women's football going in this country.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's probably the best way out of this challenging months ahead is going to be to return in some capacity, and I'm sure the supporters and fans of the game will help AFL get back to its strength.
So what do you now say to the female players that are under you? What do you decide to do over the next couple of months? How do you handle it for them, just to watch this space or keep yourselves fit because they don't have a competition to go to?
Yeah, I think probably just waiting on a little bit more information from the AFL in the coming days, and then I think we need to catch up with our players individually and just review the season that we've had to put some closure to the last 6 months and their performance. And then, yeah, hopefully in the next few days or week or so, we get a bit more information as to what next year might look like, or even the sign and trade period. There's a number of players that are out of contract, and obviously they'll be curious to know what their futures look like. So it'd be nice to be able to give them some clarity on what that looks like moving forward. But otherwise, yeah, it's enjoy some time off. The girls put so much hard work into it. They definitely need a month or two off from training and the structured program. And then, yeah, it'll be encouraging them to stay fit, give them running programs and strength programs to stay healthy and stay active and be ready to return when that opportunity arises.
And your season finished on a little bit of a high?
Yeah, I think it's sort of captured our season, even the game itself. Things weren't going right a lot of the time, and I think we were 1-5 at half time, and it wasn't until the last 7 or 8 minutes we were able to kick a few goals in a row. So our group have had a few challenges. We've had a lot of injuries and illness, and just their spirit to keep fighting until the last couple of seconds. It was a good way to finish our season.
And how do you have your Mad Monday in separation? Are you going to just have everyone online linked up, having a quiet one at home? How does that work?
Yeah, I sent a video to the players last night just wishing them all the best and thanking them and asking them to stay safe until we can have a proper catch-up and celebrate the season that we've had. But, I think it's a quiet beer in the comfort of your own home for the time being.
Yeah, and the quality was pretty good this season. Ball in hand time has been discussed a lot. It's going to be difficult to maintain that or ramp it up to the level that most hoped it would be ramped up in the off-season, to the point the skill level will continue to go up 20% again next year.
Yeah, I think young talent continues to impress each year. So that was exciting this season. I think our season sort of started, we were hoping to be able to use the ball a bit better on offense. And we had games where we did, but yeah, I still think it's very much a sort of a forward momentum game, trying to take territory and even things like centre bounce. If you win the centre bounce, it's generally going to be the next team to score, or it's going to live in your forward half for the next couple of minutes. So, I think very much still a territory game as the offensive skills continue to grow. But, the girls were fitter and faster and the games become more physical. So, it's good. It's exciting times for women's footy.
16 a team should be contemplated by the men's game at all or not?
I know with women's footy, even the last touch rule, it certainly increases the speed of the game. So if they want to increase the speed and intensity, and it'll certainly achieve that. I think the size of the grounds that we've got for the AFL, I think 18-a-side still works.
Yeah.
I think it's been pretty high scoring the opening round. I'm not sure that needs changing. I'd be one to consider 18-a-side for women's footy, given that they're playing on, like Casey Fields is a large ground and Traeger Park in Alice Springs is a fair-sized ground. So, I'm okay with 18-a-side.
Nah, nice work, Mick. Congratulations on your year and good luck in the off-season. Let's hope things return to some normality in 2021 and the girls get to get out there and play some sort of season. I'm sure the AFL will be doing their best to make sure that happens, and you'll be keeping in touch with the girls to let them know the latest from the AFL. It's going to be tough times for everybody, but let's hope there's a season 2021.
Yeah, thanks for your support, Dwayne, and take care.
Mick Stanier joining us, Melbourne AFLW coach. Take a quick break. More of your calls after it. 1-300-736-736. 1-300-736-736. Bob and Andy are warming up. They're not far away as well. But more of your calls with me on the open line, thanks to Werribee Kia, after the break. Top dollar paid for all trade-ins at Werribee Kia. And I'll read out a few of your speckled texts as well. 0433 98 11 16. Speckled cash loans up to $2,000. Paid fast.